1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust. It's Opie and Anthony. Good afternoon.
Hey.
We are ready to rock and roll once again today. Is it raining yet?
Let me look.
What happened to our weather today? Woke up, it was a perfect spring day, and now looks like it's going to be a nasty drive home tonight.
Yeah, it was pretty nice earlier. Mid-50s, Opie.
Mm-hmm.
Spring around the corner.
You can just feel it. Thank God. We got off so easy this year.
I think we'll get dumped with one more, though.
You think we'll get one more blast?
Yeah, don't think we're totally off the hook.
Yeah.
Get those March blizzards or something.
Kind of like Monica getting one more blast before Bill Clinton left.
Oh, God.
How's that for a segue?
Great seg, Alpi.
Thank you.
I can't wait till this is over. I cannot wait till this is over.
Well, I guess you got to watch, you know.
It's annoying the hell out of me, though. Again, the view this morning, the view. Barbara Walters there,
mm-hmm.
all of her little kiss-ass cronies, Star Jones and the other one, and Joy Behar. They're all just lapping her butt about this Monica interview. And she's all,
oh, please, please don't, I don't want to hype this.
Don't want to hype it.
You've been hyping it on every single show.
The View has been one big month-long infomercial for this interview.
Yeah.
And she's hyping it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting like, who cares? So they showed a clip finally this morning. So I get to say, finally she speaks.
They prettied her up.
They gussied her up pretty good.
Yeah.
If you're into a little bit of a chick, you know, with the little baby got back, you know, she's not too bad. Her face, kind of pretty, the way they made her up.
Yeah.
She, quite frankly, has the whitest teeth I've ever come across. she does. She has wonderful teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Lips.
I like big butts.
Yeah. Yeah, Monica.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
See, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
So she's all gussied up. And then, I don't know, it's very distracting to watch her talk because all you're watching are her lips.
Yeah.
Her lips, the way they're moving around the teeth. And,
mm-hmm.
and she's got the red lipstick on.
Mm-hmm.
And she does something weird. She's got like one of those little twisty mouth moves that she does. You know how, like, Alicia Silverstone has, like, that little mouth thing she does?
Yes.
So she's got her own little mouth thing. So you're just watching going, yeah. Yeah, you're a dirty girl. She said that, too, in the clip.
What did she say?
They played the clip of Bill Clinton saying, I did indeed have sex with Monica, blah, blah, blah. As Monica's watching mm-hmm. with Barbara going, please, cry, you bitch. Yeah, you know she's just hoping she cries.
Well, I'm sure she cries at least once or twice during
please,
the 2 hours.
10 times. So she's watching that clip, and then Barbara goes, Monica, how did you feel when he said that? She goes, I felt used. I felt like a dirty girl. Yeah.
Mm.
You know why you felt like that, Monica? Because you are a dirty girl. You're a dirty little twisty mouth girl. Yeah. You use those lips, don't you? You're dirty. You're a filthy little girl with your cigar. Yeah. You're a humidor crotch, aren't you? Yes, you are. And do they address that issue?
No.
Does Barbara tiptoe around the cigar issue?
I think she did tiptoe around the cigar issue.
And she says how she talks about the dress in this and why her mother had it. But it's all stuff. She makes it sound like she is billing this as the interview of the century.
Mm-hmm.
The century.
You're not going to find out much new information tonight.
No.
Pretty much everything Monica says tonight has been said.
I guess the interview of Jonas Salk and his cure for polio wasn't that important. This is the interview of the century.
Of the century.
You know, any interview with Truman, maybe, on his decision to drop an atomic bomb? Nothing.
Nothing compared to Monica.
This chick gave a prez the Hummer.
Yeah.
It's just, it's all hype, it's all bull, and I don't think we're going to see or hear anything new. This has been hashed 1,000 times.
Well, I think later on in the show, we're going to have a little insight into other people interviewing Monica, Anthony.
Yes.
Like, I would have loved to have seen, I don't know, Andrew Dice Clay interview
right.
Monica.
Yeah.
Or maybe Tom Brokaw.
Good.
Or maybe William Shatner interviewing Monica Lewinsky.
I wonder if we could get any kind of clips of that.
Well, I think we got some available, and we're going to play those throughout the show.
Go figure. Maybe Yoshi.
How would that sound if Yoshi was interviewing Monica Lewinsky?
How would I know, Opie?
Well, if you stick around, we're going to let people know how that would sound.
Mm.
All right?
Okay.
Okay. Also, on the way, because we're just going to get it out of the way early today, the Reverend Al song is minutes away.
He's been arrested,
yes.
I heard.
Yes.
He's demonstrating down on Wall Street,
mm-hmm.
and he has been arrested. He even said he was going to get arrested. He went down there with the purpose of getting arrested for his little sit-in.
Is it? It's true that they were doing a sit-in?
Yeah.
He didn't leave much space for his protesters.
And big Reverend Al ass.
Man. Leaving a crater mark on the sidewalk. So we'll get the Reverend Al song out of the way.
Yeah.
Also on the way, we got Judas Priest, some Kansas, Eve 6. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York with the Allman Brothers, Midnight Rider. Those guys will be at the Beacon pretty much for the entire month of March.
Yeah, look at all those dates. Huh?
Incredible, like 20 dates. There's still tickets available for a lot of the shows if you're still interested in going to see the Allmans at the Beacon Theater.
Yeah.
I'll be there tomorrow night. I never miss the Allman Brothers when they come to town.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. It's a necessity. So, Opie and Anthony.
Hello.
All right. Well, tonight's a big night for Barbara Walters. I know a lot of people are sick of hearing about Monica. Trust me, so are we.
Yeah.
But we think that Monica picked the wrong person to interview her.
Yeah, what do we want? The cushy little Barbara Walters interview. She's been kissing her ass on The View, too, saying that she's such a sweet girl and, you know, she's a victim and all that happy horse crap.
You think Barbara's going to ask Monica, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Well, she'll do the same thing. She does in all the interviews. Get her to cry a couple of times.
And what is the over-under for crying tonight?
Oh, my God, forget about it. First 5 minutes.
I'm thinking Monica cries four different times in 2 hours.
Four times in 2 hours? First one being within the first 5 minutes.
Within the first five.
Yeah.
All right. You know, and honestly, I think it's going to be pretty boring TV tonight.
Yeah.
You know exactly what to expect when Barbara Walters interviews someone of high-profile status like Monica Lewinsky.
Right. No surprises.
No surprises. And we have come up with a list of people we wish would have interviewed Monica.
Yeah, we have a couple of people in mind, sure.
It would have made much more riveting TV.
Yes.
For example, Anthony, Andrew Dice Clay.
Now that would be an interview.
Could you imagine if Andrew Dice Clay interviewed Monica tonight instead of Barbara Walters?
I'd watch that.
I'm just trying to think what that would sound like.
All right, I'd like to welcome this whale to my show, huh? And you know you're a whale, because I could see your blowhole. Yay! So, you're sucking Clinton's dick, right? Does he blow his on that chubby face of yours? Or does he pull out and all over your big huh? Come on, answer the question. Answer the question, you whore. Answer the question. Look, now she's going to cry. Get up, Barbara Walters, you're going to cry, huh? You look at her, little bag. Answer the question. What, your mouth full? You f***ing whore. Look at his bag, huh? I don't want you on my f***ing show. Get the f*** out of here, you rag.
See, now 2 hours of that,
I would watch. I would sit home and watch that, without a doubt.
You know, that's an in-depth interview, a probing interview by the Dice Man.
All right, and we have a list of other people.
Yeah.
You know, that's Dice interviewing Monica.
Uh-huh.
But there's others.
Sure.
Wouldn't you sit at home tonight, Anthony, and enjoy maybe Yoshi interviewing Monica?
Just fumbling over the language would be fun, I think.
I mean, Yoshi, what would that sound like, interviewing Monica?
Monica Lewinsky, you are very dishonored. Did you write a Clinton plick? And I want to know, did he pork you?
That, too, I would watch.
That would be riveting TV.
I would tune in to the Yoshi interview.
Of course.
Of course I would.
But instead, we're stuck with Barbara Walters tonight.
Yeah.
Do we have another one? How about, Tom Brokaw?
Well, if you want to stick with the news-oriented person, maybe you don't want to go out on a limb with Dice or something.
Yeah, maybe Dice is a little harsh. You know.
Tom Brokaw, Mr. Marble Mouth himself. I would watch that, maybe.
So you'd sit home and listen to that, right?
Yeah.
Now I wonder what that would sound like. Yeah. You know?
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, we're here with Monica Lewin. We're here with Monica Lewin. We'll be right back after these words.
Just trying, stumbling over her name. I would watch that.
I'd watch that.
That would
too.
Be compelling, captivating television.
Unfortunately, he would only get one question out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would be enjoyable.
Anything with an L.
It would definitely, spice up the interview.
Of course. But we're stuck with Babs.
Yeah, we got Babs tonight. I think we have a list of others.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple more.
Like maybe William Shatner. What would that sound like?
I would love that.
You know? All right. Stick around.
Maybe later?
Yeah, later.
We'll have a couple more?
Yeah, later we'll explore that, some other options. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York. The latest from Tom Petty. That's the song Free Girl Now off his CD Echo, and that will be in stores April 13th. Good afternoon. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Well, you know how I think Fox is probably the best network on TV these days?
Well, as far as their sensational programming goes,
well,
I like their video shows with the cops chasing people and
caught on tape, and all that stuff, that we have known to love here.
They're very sensational over there.
Well, I think Fox has dropped down a couple notches on my list here.
You didn't like the hidden secrets of the Egyptian tombs?
Let's face it, that was pathetic.
You didn't like Indiana Povich?
No, it was absolutely pathetic last night.
We're going down into the Queen's Chamber. I hope there aren't any asps down here. I hate snakes. Come on, Indiana Povich.
Did you see that guy with him?
Yeah, I saw him. He had the Indiana Jones hat on.
Yeah. And the jacket.
Yeah.
And he's squeaking through. It seems set up to me.
Of course it was set up, but I saw the last hour and a half.
Yeah.
And remember, you know the scene where they finally let Maury go down into that little tunnel?
Yeah. Lower me down. Oh, oh. And he's just bitching the whole way down.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting very skinny down here. Oh, oh. Oh, watch it. Oh.
With that cheesy camera.
Yeah, so they get down and they got what's the term they used?
A sarcophagus.
That's right, a sarcophagus.
Look, we have found a sarcophagus, Indy. Indiana Povich, look at what we found.
So how convenient that the damn thing, you know, just opened up right there.
It opened up like one of those Transformer toys.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing like, oh, this sarcophagus has not been touched for 5,000 years.
Yeah.
All right, let's start destroying it.
Like, they're pulling the side open, and it just fell right open.
Fell open conveniently right where the camera angle was, and there you saw a mummy.
Yeah.
A mummy that's been lying there for, 4,600 years.
It's a mummy. And the guy is saying, this one, obviously from the first kingdom, from 4,500 years ago.
It's like, wait a minute. How do you know?
How do you know? You've only been looking at it for 5 seconds.
How do I know he's even an archaeologist? He's there with that stupid paintbrush, brushing everything, and his Indiana Jones hat. And he goes up to this little pile of sand next to the sarcophagus.
Yeah.
And he starts brushing the pile of sand.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, look, pottery, pottery. He pulls out this pot, and it's like, how did you even know to brush there?
Yeah.
Come on.
It was so set up.
They buried it over, and he's like, look at this, Indy.
Yeah, they couldn't take the chance that they would have the whole Al Capone thing happen again.
No. So they had to make sure that there was going to be some kind of payoff.
It could be the oldest mummy ever found in its original resting place.
That was like their big find.
Yeah.
And then they had the chick that went down into the Queen's chamber.
The chick?
Yeah.
I think that lesbian enjoyed going down in the Queen's chamber.
We're going to squeeze into the Queen's hole right here. It's a tight fit.
I like that.
She was enjoying that.
She's just desecrating a gravesite. At one point, she's standing in the grave, like on top of one of the skulls.
Yeah, she goes, oh, I'm stepping on a skeleton. We'll stop stepping on the skeleton. It's been sitting there for 4,200 years.
Yeah, and she's trotting upon it.
Yeah.
But I just like Maury walking
in. And now we're in the sphincter. I mean, the Sphinx. The secrets of the sphincter. Where's Short Round?
And it was just a waste of time. the artifacts they found. They found a couple beer mugs.
Yeah, that's what it was. Ancient beer mugs that they had.
Yeah.
It was pretty sad.
Hi, N.A.W.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, you know last night when they were brushing away those pots?
Yeah.
The tour guide guy, he goes, those are for the afterlife. They're beer mugs.
Yeah, yeah.
And Povich was just like, yeah, that's how I wish the afterlife was.
he was wishing he had beer for that show, realizing it was going nowhere. It's going nowhere fast.
They had all that stuff about Mars, how we're Martians and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We could be from Mars. That's it. There's faces on Mars. There's something that looks exactly like the sphincter on Mars. Look, it's a face.
It was ridiculous.
All right, man.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
It wasn't as exciting as Indiana Jones. There were no Nazis in it.
No.
There were no chases, no explosions.
That would have been cool if, like, they started shooting arrows at Maury as he's going down into the tunnel, you know?
Yeah, like, all right, I have to spell out Connie on the floor. If I don't walk on the letters that spell Connie, it all collapses.
Yeah.
Oh, no, in ancient China, Connie spelled with a K. Ah, look out, Indiana Povich! You're falling! I got my whip!
Hi, N.E.W.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, what's up?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys saw last night when they went into that new room.
Yeah.
And there was a camera already in the new room.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
This is an ancient Egyptian camera.
Yeah, you picked up on that, huh?
Yeah, I was like, how did they get into that new room with the camera already being in that room?
Yeah, the Egyptian magician, or whatever you want to call that guy.
Yeah.
He's like, no one has been behind this wall in 4,200 years, and they show him sliding into the room, and the camera's already in there.
Right. These guys are idiots.
Look how technologically advanced they were. They had video cameras.
I'm so glad you picked up on that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys are great.
Hey,
thanks. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you, man.
Okay,
all
right. Bye.
And unfortunately, yesterday we predicted that Maury was going to find Connie's ovaries.
Yeah.
In one of the tombs. And it
mummified.
Mummified, and that didn't come to pass. So.
I bet he was disappointed.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Indiana Povich uncovers nothing.
It was just a waste.
Yeah.
You know?
A mummy.
But that would make a great video game, I was thinking.
Yeah, every time they were walking through these little tunnels, I'm just thinking, that's a good Half-Life level. I could play on that level. Like, they went into the last tomb that they went in where there was kind of a moat around it, and it had some water. They had to pump water out of it.
Wasn't that the king of the underworld or something?
Yes,
like that?
The king of the underwater world.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell it was. I think it was just another hole.
Yeah.
It was probably done in Hollywood, the whole thing. Who knows? But
I'm standing in front of a blue screen. Ah, a pyramid. Yeah, it's a pyramid.
But I'm just thinking, yeah, that'd make a great level. I could hide back there with the crossbow. I don't know. I would have liked if a big rock was released. Big round boulder.
A big boulder running after Maury.
And he had to, like, run away and catch hang on the wing of a biplane as he's trying to flee Belloc, who just got the goods.
I'll get you, Belloc.
Dr. Povich, what was once yours is again mine. Big machete-wielding guy after him.
And then the dyke at the end of the show starts, like, crying. She thought it was the most incredible thing she's ever been through.
I was very touching.
I think she's been in many chambers.
Yeah. Something about the pyramid shape reminded her of something, I think. Upside down and bushy. All right, it's a stretch.
Wow, jeez. All right.
She's used to going into a... Well, forget it.
Mobile communication store, or call 1-800-255-BELL. A cell phone is only as good as the network it's on. Choose Bell Atlantic Mobile. New activation and annual agreement required. Early termination fee. Certain other charges and restrictions apply.
Wow, we're taking a lot of heat over our Maury commentary. A
couple of people thought it was very educational.
The show was educational. It was boring as hell. They didn't find anything.
Yeah, it wasn't like Indiana Jones. Nazis.
We wanted to see, like, pygmies chasing Maury with blow darts.
Ah, got one in my ass. Oh, God, got another one. I'm getting woozy. Keep running. Keep running, Indiana.
And I saw a label on the bottom of that pot, of the pottery that the Egyptian magician dug out of the sand, man.
Did you see a label on the bottom?
Yeah, Pier 1 or something.
Is that Pier 1 import?
Yeah, something like that. Come on.
Yeah, it was the same one. Like, he just kept taking from chamber to chamber. All right, are we off the air? Bury it again. I have my trusty archaeology paintbrush. That's all the tools he needed was a paintbrush.
A paintbrush.
And did you see at one point he gave Maury the paintbrush to brush off the mummy?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to touch it with my hands. He goes, yeah, use this. And then Maury drops the paintbrush. The handle hits the mummy, he picks it up. So now, by proxy, he's touching the mummy. And then he just kind of, he kind of just, like, gets this half-hearted little brush.
No, it proves that they already saw those sites. You're going down this tunnel for the first time, and you want to open up some type of, what's the word again? Sarcophagus?
Sarcophagus.
Sarcophagus, right? And what tool does he bring?
A paintbrush.
A paintbrush. Not a hammer or a crowbar or some kind of mallet.
They were hinged. The thing's just opened right up.
Opened right up for the camera.
And he's reading these hieroglyphics on there. who knows if he's telling the... See, this says the king... And he was buried here.
It's like a rock hit it, made a mark. How do we know?
Who knows?
All right, let's rock for a while. John, okay. Keep calling if you got something good for the show. WNEW, the Rock of New York. Pearl Jam live this time around. Daughter from Live on Two Legs. It's Opie and Anthony.
The post is hysterical.
What do you mean the post is hysterical?
Well, of course, they have the picture of Barbara and Monica, and it says, from the nation's most famous lips.
They're the best with their headlines.
Yeah, they're keeping it real.
They're best with their headlines.
Oh, oh.
Hey, thank you.
Wacky horn.
I heard a stupid Monica joke today.
Did you? And one that you haven't heard before?
Honestly, yeah, I got to give Deb credit for this one.
Uh-oh.
Friend of mine. She goes, I got a Monica joke for you. I'm like, Deb, I do a radio show with Ann every day, 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard every joke, man. Because you haven't heard this one. You hear Monica is suing her plastic surgeon.
Why?
Well, she went in there to get her love handles removed.
Yeah.
And she left the doctor's office, and she had no ears.
Ho, ho! I see. You hold those.
I was like, all right, I'll give it to you. It was pretty good.
Right,
you know?
I haven't heard that one.
Well, we got Roger in the studio.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, guys.
From Promotions. He hates coming on our show.
Yeah.
Because we make fun of how he talks.
No, we don't.
We've never made fun of Roger.
What's new?
Not much, guys.
So what do you have to announce?
See, he's sweating because he knows he has to do this for us.
Well, I think everybody knows tonight we're doing a benefit for the family of Officer Matthew Zergowski, who was killed in the line of duty last week. We're going to have John Stewart, our own Sue Kalinske will be hosting, Louis Black, Bob Nelson, J.R. Haviland, and Pearl Michael. They're from The Daily Show with John Stewart.
The Daily Show?
Very, very funny guys.
Dave Vitale and Mitch Vitale, and that's tonight at Caroline's at 9:30. All the money from the tickets goes directly to the family, and that's being routed through Survivors of the Shield. And if you want tickets, you can call Caroline's at 212-757-4100.
What a novel idea, New York, supporting the police. Isn't that amazing?
I'm surprised.
My goodness. Yeah. How about that?
Police gets killed, and where's the outrage there?
No
outrage whatsoever.
You won't see any.
But, all right, it's a great cause, and they could use the help tonight. Ticket sales are pretty good, but, you know, you'll have a chance to walk up and purchase tickets tonight. So.
Absolutely.
So help us and support us, all right?
Great.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Roger.
You're not getting
it's a worthy cause.
You're not getting any limos for the guys?
No, not tonight.
No limos for John Stewart?
And the Goo Goos won't be showing up?
No, that's Sunday. That's all weekend long with the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones?
You should have got Gary Hoey to open up the show. What? I'm just thinking it would probably have been a better benefit if you had Gary Hoey.
As long as the money's going to me, that's fine. You can have Gary Hoey, the Goo Goo Dolls, and I'll pick everybody up in a limo.
We got to mention, of course, he was, where were you born? Jersey?
Jersey.
And he was raised down south?
No, I born and raised in Jersey. I lived in Atlanta for one year.
Well, that must have put the tinge on it.
Yeah, they screwed you up in Atlanta.
Something happened. It's like some kind of mutated accent. I don't know what happened.
I've never heard of any other person coming out of Jersey that sounds quite like you, Roger.
No.
I have a friend that left a message yesterday on my phone machine. And she says that there is nobody who sounds more like a New Yorker than I do. And so,
what?
I don't know. Yeah. You got a wacky little accent.
No, I don't think New Yorkers have that
accent.
You
got some Jersey in there, without a doubt, but there's something else going on in there that we can't figure out.
Yeah, no one's like, you know, howie in New York. I don't know.
All right, we'll let him off the hook. Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome.
Everyone go down to Caroline's tonight. Definitely, it's a great cause. All right?
Aye, man.
All right, we got to get a couple things out of the way here. Still getting a ton of people sending instant feedback about Sable's naked pictures from Playboy.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, people just can't get this address right. If you want to see the pictures of Sable naked before it hits newsstands, which is next week, yes. Sable from WWF. The website, once again, you need to be a good speller, okay? It's www.latestwrestlingnews, all one word, no spaces, latestwrestlingnews.com. Here's the complicated part, /PWP. Just think Pusky whipped Pusky.
Popeye wants Pusky.
There you go. So it's latestwrestlingnews.com / Popeye wants Pusky.
Now people are going to write that in and say, where are the pictures? That was PWP.
PWP. Latestwrestlingnews.com /PWP. What's wrong?
I think they may have pulled it for legal reasons. You might want to check that. Check the address real quick.
See, they got us.
They got you.
Yeah, they finally got us. Well, that's fine. We still had a few thousand of our listeners check out the pictures for free.
Yeah.
Playboy screwing us over. We had an interview booked with Sable. And then we were told we're not allowed to do it because King Howard said no one else is allowed to interview Sable before he does.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like something he would have bitched about years ago, right?
I believe so, yeah. Ooh. I don't know what the big deal is because he also said we have three listeners, so.
Three listeners, Robin.
Did they really pull the pics?
I don't know.
I don't want my imitators getting my guests, Robin.
All right. Well, we'll check the website, make sure it's still there.
Yeah.
If it's not, that's too bad. You should have seen him yesterday.
You should have learned how to spell wrestling.
You should have seen. I'm writing wrestling. R E S. All right. More stupidity on the way, guaranteed. 102.7 WNEW, the Rock of New York, Metallica, Whiskey in the Jar from Garage Inc. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
And I guess everyone is talking about the big interview tonight, Anthony.
Who cares?
Exactly.
God.
Well, we're having a little fun with it.
Yeah.
Earlier in the show, we were discussing the fact that Monica picked the wrong person to interview her.
Barbara Walters.
It's going to be a fluff piece. Barbara Walters is going to ask stupid questions about if you were a tree, what type of tree would you be?
She was trying to get her to, she's on The View this morning, saying, you know, we're having people come in because we need another host. You know, they fired Debbie.
Yeah.
And they were pitching her for the job. Monica, if you want to come in and host the show.
Please.
Yeah, just kissing her ass. Knowing it would just be a ratings boom.
Of course, and then they would get rid of her. She's going to be yesterday's news, just like Donna Rice and the rest of the hosts.
Remember that? Yeah. The other ones that helped certain politicians trip over their own schween on the way to the White House.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. So, we thought that, you know, there are other people that should have interviewed Monica, and it would have made for much more riveting TV, Anthony.
Because there's no surprises with Barbara Walters. You're not going to get anything that you're not expecting, but there's a few people that I think could have interviewed Monica, and we would have gotten some surprises, some fun.
Yeah, earlier we thought, a good interview with Monica would have been Dice. Dice would have been a great interviewer. He would have got to the questions everyone wants to know the answers to.
Yes.
Who else did we have earlier? Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
Another fine journalist.
Stumbling over, trying to say the L in Lewinsky.
And then our favorite, Yoshi.
Yes, that I would watch.
I would sit for 2 hours and watch Yoshi interview Monica Lewinsky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've come up with a few more, I guess, Anthony.
Oh, really?
Now, instead of Barbara Walters interviewing Monica, what would it sound like if, I don't know, Popeye?
Ah, well, Popeye, very popular cartoon character.
What would that sound like if Popeye interviewed Monica?
Oh, welcome, Monica Lewinsky. Oh, so you reminds me of a sea hag. Can you blow smoke rings with your pusky? Oh, let's try to get with me pipe. Oh, takes a big pusk with that fat pusky. I can fit olive skin that pusky.
Whoa,
now,
man.
I would sit home and listen to that.
Of course, with questions like those are the questions I want to hear.
Of course. Who else can we think of that would be a good interviewer for Monica? Let's see. How about Howard?
Howard, yeah, Howard Stern, of course, interviews a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be interesting to watch.
He would have a different angle on the whole thing, I believe.
Yes, a little different than Barbara's.
So, Howard Stern interviewing Monica, what would that sound like, Anthony? Mm.
Hey, honey. Ooh, look at you, huh? Ooh, I would do you. Ooh. So you ever go lesbo? Ooh. Yeah, I can picture that, can't you, Robin? Hey, right, Jackie, huh? Ooh, lesbo sex. Ooh, yeah. Hey, you're hot. Hey, your ass is a little big, but I like that. Ooh. Hey, take off that top, honey. Let's see those cans.
Yeah, I would watch that.
That would be a lot of fun.
Sure.
I don't know if I can handle that for 2 hours, but maybe for 5 or 6 minutes, sure, you know? Something a little different.
Funny. You could probably catch that type of interview every Saturday night. Sure. But, yeah, I would tune in.
Yeah,
More so than Barbara.
I would have to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Who else would be good to interview Monica Lewinsky? Mm. Who else? Who else could you think of, Anthony?
Captain Kirk.
Captain
William
Kirk?
Shatner.
William Shatner?
Why not?
I wonder what that would sound like. William Shatner interviewing Monica Lewinsky.
Monica, you're a beautiful woman. So full and sensuous. I'm wondering, is your oral technique more like that of the one-celled creatures of the Denver colony that latch onto their prey, sucking and sucking till they're lifeless and limp? Or more like the salt-sucking monsters of Camus 2? Answer. You've got an ass like Uhura, and your mouth looks like the Doomsday Machine that destroyed the USS Constellation and killed Commodore Decker. Big and inviting.
I would tune into that, too.
I believe I would tune into that, sure.
Be there in a second.
Wow, okay.
Fascinating.
Let's see. Who else can we think of? I think we need more time here.
Yeah.
Maybe Corky Steinbrenner, I don't know.
Corky, good.
Anyone else come to mind that maybe would be a good interviewer for Monica?
Maybe Reverend Al.
Reverend Al, okay.
Reverend Al might be good.
Well, stick around. Maybe we got some tape of that as well.
Yeah.
All right. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, that slide from the Goo Goo Dolls. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
And Charles Manson's in the paper again.
Oh, really?
This is just great. He's taking part in a college class.
What?
Charles Manson, serving life in prison for one of the most infamous mass murders in American history, will defend himself at a new trial this fall. Unfortunately for Manson, the trial will be of the mock variety, part of a course on the American jury system taught at Newman University in Wichita, Kansas.
Hmm.
But that hasn't discouraged Manson from taking the stand in his own defense, something he didn't do at his trial.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
How would they do this? Like, let him out so he could go to this thing?
No, I'm sure they're going to just set it all up in the prison.
Has anyone realized this guy's just a stark raving lunatic? Like, he's not even coherent when he talks?
No, know what I find funny? Every, what, 3 or 4 years, you know, Manson comes up for parole.
Oh, yeah.
And you know,
in the papers and everything. Manson up for parole.
Up for parole. He's got the parole board, and they walk him in. They show the footage on TV every 3 or 4 years.
It's just
a waste of time. He's got his swastika in the middle of his head. And
yeah. Like 1 year, it's going to be any different?
Yeah.
No, he plops his ass down, and they say, hey, Mr. Manson, you know, how do you feel? Do you want to get out of prison?
I am out. I'm on the outside. See, you're on the inside. You can't sit and judge him to me being on the inside. I'm on the outside.
Because within me, in my mind, is the outside world, but you're not a part of that world. See, I am the person in charge of my world on the inside out, not the outside in.
All right, Charlie.
Charlie, we'll see you in 4 years.
All right. I think that's good. We have enough. Sure, we'll consider this. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanking me. You can't thank me unless...
he does his little...
with me. That's my language of the words on the inside.
Like, what? All right, Charles. No, that's enough. That's quite enough.
No, we got enough to go by here. Thank you.
No, maybe 3 years you'll come in and be like, hey, I'm very sorry. For something, it turned out I had a splinter and I was reacting to it.
Exactly.
No, he's just going to be a nut.
Forever.
I think they just ought to leave him.
But there's always that scare alone in everyone's mind when you read the paper and say, oh my God, he's up for parole again. It's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry. This guy's not going to be working next to you anytime soon.
No.
How you doing? Hey, you want fries with that?
We have a fax here from Chris. Not many faxes coming in today. 212-957-WNEW. Opie and Anthony, I'm a new listener, and for the first time, my girlfriend listened to the show yesterday.
Oh.
I walked in and never even got my jacket off. She gave me a hummer right in the hallway. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Congratulations.
Another couple people joining the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Newly inducted members.
And can you play the Scorpions? Yeah, we can do that.
So proud.
All right, very cool. What else we got going on? What?
We'll be rocking on?
Yeah, we could rock out. We could do that. I'm pissed at the Knicks.
Uh-oh. Are you watching basketball?
I mean, no. No, I'm not watching basketball. I said I was boycotting the season.
And what are you pissed off about?
Well, did you see, like, the game yesterday?
No, I wasn't even aware. I know they're playing every day.
Patrick Ewing, last shot of the game, he choked.
Did he?
He sucks. I hate Patrick Ewing. Get rid of Ewing. He had 10 years. Get rid of him.
You're not supposed to be watching.
It just happened to be on. Listen, man, simple as this. I was watching the Maury fiasco on Fox.
Right.
It was a commercial. I was just flipping around real fast.
Oh,
and I just happened to come across the Knick game.
All right.
This sounds a lot like the people that hate our show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't listen to you guys, but I just happen to be, flipping around the dial because my favorite station was in commercials, and I just happened to hear you guys do that Yoshi bit.
I was offended. I forgot you rally around the channels.
So that's a, you have to, you don't watch commercials.
No.
It's part of popular culture. I mean, you know, you should be aware of some of these silly commercials.
There's not a lot of silly commercials.
No, there are, believe me. Guy inducted guy into Hummer Club. This is going to be a problem.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this has got to be a goof.
Hi, N.E.W.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to speak to...
Yeah. Okay. Next.
All right, we can play a round of phone roulette.
All right.
Hi, N.E.W.
What?
N.E.W.
Hey, who's this? Obie and Anthony?
Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man, how's it going? Listen, we're from Kevin Martin radio station. Just on the recorder. And, you know, your intern?
Yeah.
Right? Kevin Martin?
Yeah.
Wait, I can't hear you guys. What's up?
Hi, N.E.W.
Hello, yes, this is Dr. Zahi. I am making many discoveries, Maury. Are you there?
Wow. It's Dr. Zahi.
Yes, I am making many discoveries since I last see me. Yes, right now, we are about to open another tomb. Yes. Your wife, Connie. We are going in. My workers have removed her pants, and we are about to go inside her lost womb.
Wow, that's pretty dusty and dank in there.
Oh, my word. Let me... Hold on. I have to take off my Indiana Jones hat and jacket. We're going in. Oh my...
Be careful. It's dangerous. I've been there.
Oh, my. It's very tight and cramped space here. Oh,
it loosens up as you go in, believe me. I hope you got a gas mask
very
on.
Tight, very tight. Oh, I'm making my way in, and oh, it's very hot in here. Very hot.
Watch out for rolling boulders.
Oh, yes. Oh, but it's very barren. It's a very barren place, I see. Hardly any artifacts.
Hey, do you see any? Hey, you see any ovaries in there?
I am looking around. Roger, get my light. Get my light.
Yeah, he was always bitching that he didn't have enough light.
Yes, indeed. Oh, it looks like I have found an ancient tool. Many several months old. It appears to be a condom. Yes. Yes, maybe from, I figure, the Trojan era. Yes. Yes. Oh, and look at this inscription. Oh, what does it say? Let me read here. Tom Brokaw was here. Oh, very fascinating discovery. This is the womb of the pharaoh, Tom
Brokaw. We're making so many discoveries here tonight Fox.
Maury, I see two tunnels. Two more tunnels. I am going to make my way through. Hold on. Let me clear some of this debris with my paintbrush here.
Paintbrush.
Oh, here we go.
Don't be paintbrush.
I'm making my way into the tunnel. Oh, it's the treasure room. The treasure room, Maury. But there's nothing here. Nothing here.
No, it hasn't been for years.
Not even tiny containers to hold the beer. Nothing. Oh, my word. Oh, my God. Maury, there seems to be toxic gas. Oh, my God. It's a booby trap. I got the... That hurt.
I know the feeling. Believe me.
That show was such a joke last night.
You know, it was funny. At one point, the Egyptian guy goes, do not touch the mummy.
Yeah.
It is, you might get cursed.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the show, he's like, well, we sent the mummy off to be examined.
Yeah.
So much for curses. What happened?
What a waste of time last night. Hey, is the Egyptian magician still on the phone?
He's been overcome by Connie Chung's gases.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Only a Fool from the Black Crow CD. By Your Side is the name of the CD. I think you know that by now. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey. Let me see that.
What?
What do you got?
The Spanky.
The Spanky.
Well, this was in Maxim magazine, our second favorite magazine. Details is now our favorite magazine. I hope Mark's listening. And they had we're going to talk to this guy?
Yeah, when we get him on the phone right now?
No, we'll talk to him in a little while, I guess. And did you get your Spanky? Here, give me another Spanky.
Let me see this. What is the Spanky? Get the full story. No hanky-panky. We invented the Spanky. I'm opening up a box. It's about the... It's a little bigger than a condom box. And inside is a... I don't know what this is.
It looks like a sock with the heel missing.
Yeah. Like a kid's sock, though.
Looks like a kid's sock with the heel missing.
All right.
And I guess the concept is that you put this over your unit... When you want to masturbate?
Yep.
This guy has no...
Oh, a spanking hanky.
Yes.
A spanky.
Yes.
For cleanliness, huh?
So
you can...
What?
Was there a need for this? Was there such an outcry that guys...
Chad's from Vancouver?
Yeah, Chad and Ed.
Oh, figures. Canadians.
Hey, you need your spanky, eh? Hey, don't go out without your spanky. You'd be a hoser.
Purely a device to unload. I hope he just spit his water out on the board.
Take your words.
Well,
better than that, man.
Oh, come on.
All right.
I didn't say anything.
All right.
It doesn't feel bad at all, isn't it?
Yeah, now, do people throw these in the washing machine after they're done, or?
Yeah, actually, they're completely washable, and we actually sell a little, you can buy just the Spanky. I mean, a lot of people buy it, obviously, as a gag gift. You know, it's great to send to, you know, somebody at work to kind of bust on them, or your congressman, or obviously politicians these days are pretty, ripe targets.
Right.
But we should send some to Clinton.
That's wacky zanerific.
Sorry. It is, but
wacky radio,
actually,
sorry.
We sell a wash bag that you can put the Spankies in and throw it in the laundry, so kind of discreetly you're not going to, you know, have one fall out on the floor in the laundry.
Well, that would be embarrassing at the laundromat.
Exactly.
Yeah. And these things don't shrink up in the wash, do they?
Well, if you fired them in the dryer for long enough, they probably would.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, we kind of say one size fits most.
Yeah. You ever had any complaints that, you know, hey, I don't fit in a Spanky?
Well, we did, so we created the giant Spanky, which is about 2 feet long and a foot across, so we think that should pretty much cover the bases.
Yeah, we saw that Spanky. We tried to give it to Black Earl, one of the guys that works on our show.
He laughed at the size of the Spanky.
Yeah, he said the regular Spanky would not fit over his unit.
Hence the giant Spanky.
Right. I like the Spanky has also come in the frat pack. Liven up any stag, birthday, or keg, or office party with 24 Spankies.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got the, obviously, fraternity guys, or you got a big stag party, you know, the perfect gift, perfect gift.
Just see them all sitting around using their Spanky. Well, I'm amazed. I don't even like using handkerchiefs, like a hanky. You know, people blow their nose in a hanky and put it in their pocket, and then later on wash it, and you're just thinking of snot. And with your clothes? Now think about it. You know, you have your Spanky in the washing machine with your shirts and maybe mom's stuff if you're a kid. You know, isn't that a little weird?
Well, people have their, you know, sheets they throw in the laundry, and a lot of stuff goes on those, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh, man, that's
all right, the phones are lit with people that want to talk about the Spanky. Hold on a second. Hi, N.E.W. N.E.W.
He's busy.
Oh. I know why. All right. Well, Ed, we can't get him on the line with you. We're trying to conference you, but they haven't decided to fix our phones yet here. So, Ed.
Yep.
All right. Give a number out where people could order a Spanky.
They can call. First, probably the best place is to look on the web if they have internet access. It's www.spanky, and it's spelled S-P-A-N-K-I-E, like hanky,
right.
.com.
Okay.
They can also call 877-SPANKY, 877-S-P-A-N-K-I-E, or they can call 888-U-YANK-IT.
All right, we got those numbers here.
Well, yeah, you know, if you're doing radio and stuff, you ought to have some humorous Spanky stories, you know? Have some people send you the fun they've had with their Spankies. You know, that way you could tell them over the air.
You're exactly right. It's not something that a lot of people are, you know, volunteering too many stories so far. But
I don't know, because you kind of sound like you've been spanking it a lot today. Not much energy.
Well, yeah, you know, on hold for 45 minutes, man. I kind of couldn't keep it hard that long.
All right, it's a busy show. But Ed, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. All right.
No, appreciate it, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks.
There he goes, Ed. That was real exciting.
And his Spanky.
All right, we got 5 Spankies to give away. What the hell?
I think we're giving... Oh, it's a Spanky giveaway.
We'll give out some Spankies here to the first 5 callers at 212-757-1027. We'll even autograph them or something. Something stupid.
Yeah, great.
We'll put some DNA on it.
Oh.
Our own personal DNA. That would be a wonderful gift for someone out there that's a fan of our show.
How's our intern doing?
No white smoke yet.
No white smoke from our intern who's using the Spanky upstairs?
We'll get his opinion on the Spanky. All right.
Hi, N.E.W.
Jesus.
Hey, Hope.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, what's up?
Hey, did they give out an assortment of hand wigs with that? Penis pump?
Hand wigs, yeah.
Oh, my God. I think you've reached a new low, but it's funny.
All right.
I don't know.
You gotta love it, man.
All right, Johnny, thanks.
Hey, maybe if Howard would get one, he'd go, hoo, 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 hey, Robin, look at this.
All right.
Ricky, what are you thinking? Would it be like a yarmulke on a black guy? Hoo, 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 hoo.
All right, Johnny.
All right, peace.
Bye. Hi, N.E.W. N.E.W.
Hi, this is Spanky, and I love the Spanky.
Buckwheat says the Spanky is okay.
This Buckwheat, he loves the Spanky, and we use it if there's a man, woman, in a club.
All right, man.
Unfortunately,
your phone sucks, but your material is pretty good. Hi, N.E.W.
Hello there.
Yeah, thanks. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? It's Phil.
Hey, Phil.
How are you, man?
Good.
Love the Spanky.
You love the Spanky. Why?
I love the Spanky, man.
Why?
Good idea. I bet you the guy who invented it was a sailor.
Why?
The reason why I'm saying that, because I was a sailor.
Yeah.
And my best friend out at sea, racking out in Iraq, was a dirty magazine and an old sock.
Oh.
So you'd have been able to use the Spanky.
What's that?
You would have been able to use the Spanky then.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah? A friend of the seaman.
A friend of the season. There you go. Yeah.
The Spanky.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, we'll give away those Spankies. 5 random callers. Whatever. Just call. We'll give you a Spanky. 212-757-1027. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Creed. That's one from their debut CD, My Own Prison. It's Sophie and Anthony and Rick and Ben the Fag.
Hey, oh, man.
We're all patiently waiting for Kevin, our intern, who is whacking it for our show today.
Yeah.
What's going on?
He's still going. Earl's down there guarding the door.
Earl's helping him. He left a half hour ago with the spanky.
He's been in there for a while.
Huh. He's really not done yet.
No.
Yeah, that must be the pressure.
You think?
Yeah.
We did hear the toilet flush. That was the only thing we heard come out of it.
Well, he shouldn't be flushing anything. He's got a spanky.
He's got the spanky, so.
You're supposed to use the spanky for everything.
I guess eventually we'll talk to our intern, Kevin, when he's done.
Hey, what's the camera crew out there for? What is that, Ben? What's going on out there?
Some of the carols being filmed. I don't know exactly for what.
Really? Wow. What's it for? How come no one gives us answers? It's like camera crews going through the NEW studios, and we have no clue what they're for.
Well, they want to see what a living legend does, for our show and stuff.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. What channel is it for?
I think it's MSG or something like that.
It's a big honor.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Hmm.
MSG?
It's something like that. I'm not exactly sure. It's not MSG on the
side. See, look, it's all very vague. Just love to know what's going on. Eddie, you know, right?
What's that?
Eddie Trunk, the board op and doer everythinger on Carol's show. What?
Host of Saturday Night Rocks.
Oh, yes, of course.
Come on, man. Tell me, you know.
That's true.
We talked about your cute
show. Saturday Night Rocks. Rocks, man. When the other station's playing disco, you come here for rock.
I like to be, associated with
that. So what's going on with the camera crew?
Yeah.
No one will tell us what the camera crew is all about.
I don't know. I guess they're doing a piece for MSG. I think it's MSG Network.
About the station or about Carol?
I'm not sure if it's Carol or if it's the whole station or what, but I know that Carol is, like, the host of it.
Oh, no, because if it's about the station, that's good to have Carol represent the station. No, that's good. No, really, I'm saying that's a good thing. What? What?
I know that they'll be filming during, I guess, her first hour, two hours of her show.
They're going to film her show today?
Yeah. Hmm. And outside of that, I just know it's MSG. I think it's that Metro channel.
Okay.
But I don't
know. Oh, right. Okay, I've seen that.
I don't know exactly what the nature of the piece is. You know, what the pitch is. Is that the word, the lingo you use, pitch?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, good.
I wore a nice shirt today.
Yeah, I noticed.
Always looking like the slob that I am, you know?
But you do everything for the show, so shouldn't they be filling you?
Isn't that the weather and traffic channel? I swear, I think I tune it on, and all of a sudden they show this camera view of
The LIE or something?
The BQE and stuff, and it's like, hey, here it is.
It's actually three different channels.
Yeah.
One's like education, one's traffic and weather.
Right.
One's, like, I think things happening in the metro area.
What, are they adding a comedy channel? What? What? I'm just wondering.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll come in here and
no, they're not
give you guys some...
No, I don't think any cameras will be rolling in here.
No, they will not be talking to us.
No.
All right, Anthony, big interview tonight. As we change the subject,
yes,
Monica being interviewed by Barbara Walters,
mm-hmm.
And we thought they could have came up with someone else to interview Monica for the big interview tonight.
Yeah, Barbara, there's going to be no surprise there. It's going to be the same dull interview she does with everybody else. There'll be a couple of moments of laughter, a couple of moments of tears,
mm-hmm.
And absolutely no surprises.
Right.
Same questions, all the information we've heard already through the news for the past year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with a bunch of people that we thought would be better interviewers than Barbara Walters.
Yeah, some hold our interest a little more.
So let's start with Tom Brokaw.
A respected newsman.
Yes.
Maybe he should have gotten a shot at this.
Yeah. Now, what would that sound like again, Anthony?
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. We're here with we're here with Monica We'll be right back after these words.
Mr. Marblemouth, a little trouble, but I would tune in and watch him stumble.
Of course.
Over the L.
I think he would only get one question out in 2 hours, but it would be interesting.
Better than Barbara.
Just the same. And then we came up with Yoshi.
Oh, yeah, Yoshi.
Yoshi's a favorite. I think I would sit and watch that for 2 hours, Yoshi interviewing Monica.
Absolutely.
And now, what would that sound like?
Monica Lewinsky, you are very dishonored. Did you write a Clinton plick? And I want to know, did he pork you?
Yeah. I'd be there. 2 hours. 2 hours of that, sure.
Of
why not?
Of course. Why not?
Now, and our favorite, Anthony.
Yes.
Our favorite. Instead of having Barbara Walters interview Monica, I think it would be a much more exciting interview if Andrew Dice Clay interviewed Monica tonight for 2 hours on ABC.
I'd be there for that.
What the hell would that sound like? Mm.
All right, I'd like to welcome this whale to my show, huh? And you know you're a whale because I could see your blowhole. Yay! So, you're sucking Clinton's dick, right? Does he blow his on that chubby face of yours? Or does he pull out and all over your big huh? Come on, answer the question. Answer the question, you whore. Answer the question. Look, now she's going to cry. Get on Barbara Walters, you're going to cry, huh? You'll look at her a little bit. Answer the question. What's your mouth full? You fucking whore. Look at this bag, huh? I don't want you on my fucking show. Get the fuck out of here, you rag.
How would you not tune into that? That's much better than Barbara.
I would love to hear 2 hours of that.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, Anthony, we're still waiting for intern Kevin to finish up with the Spanky that we were talking about earlier. He's up to 40 minutes and counting.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick, our producer, went upstairs with the cell phone to see what the hell is going on. Rick!
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up? We got you live in the air.
All right, well, standing outside the bathroom door, which is all the way down the hall on the other side of the building.
Yeah.
And I'm listening. I don't see any moving around. It's just weird.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Rick, move out of the bathroom. We can't hear you.
Move out of the bathroom?
Yeah. You were breaking up. No.
Oh, okay. I'm away from the bathroom. Well, I don't see any stirring. I don't hear anything in there.
All right.
What do you think? Should I bang on the door?
Yeah, just bang on. Yeah, yell at him. See what's going on.
Come on. Hurry up.
Hey, Cass. How you doing in there? Almost there?
Almost there. If he says almost there, then he's not almost there anymore.
Yeah, he's been at it for
28 minutes, dude.
Now try 38 minutes. What's he falling in love? What does he say? What did he say?
All right, he says he's got a problem picking out a good picture from Penthouse.
Oh, what a...
So...
Get him a copy of Blue Boy or something. What the hell's wrong with him?
I'll get him over 50 magazine. Maybe that'll help him.
Yeah. All right, listen, we got to talk about Priceline for a minute. Stay on the line just in case something happens, all right?
You got it.
All right. There's Rick upstairs wondering what the hell's going on with our intern, Kevin, as he spanks it.
Well, open.
Into the spanky.
Perhaps if he had the privacy of a hotel room, it would go a lot faster. But you're saying how could an intern afford a hotel room here in New York?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you got in touch with Priceline.
Ooh, nice say.
At 1-800-PRICELINE or their website, priceline.com.
Yeah.
He could name his own price for that hotel room.
That's right.
And be spanking it in there now.
That's right.
At his price, not the hotel's price.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He would be able to name his own price for the hotel room, and Priceline would get back to him and say, okay, this is what you're going to save on that hotel room.
Yeah, and let's say he just wants one day in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses Priceline service.
Mm-hmm.
What'll he get, Opie?
He gets a free hotel night, Anthony.
For a whole nother day of using the Spanky.
That's right.
Yes.
It's a great service. If you're going away in the near future, you might as well at the least, call them up and see what they can do for you.
Yeah.
We all want to save money, right?
Doesn't hurt.
Tax season almost upon us. We're all worried about how much money we're going to have to pay the damn government. Going to try to save money any way we can.
Yes.
So give them a call. All right, Rick.
Yo.
Any update for us?
All right, well, hold on. Let me pound on the door again.
All right.
Hey, Kev, you alive in there? I don't know. Did you hear that?
What did he say?
He said, I got to stop banging on the door. It's breaking his concentration. So he's still working at it.
All right.
Probably got hand cramps by now.
Ah, jeez.
Using his feet.
All right, well, hopefully we'll talk to Kevin, the intern, who's spanking it upstairs before
right.
we get off the air at 7 o'clock. Oh, this is amazing.
He's going to hurt himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, Kev, hurry up, man. We're running out of time.
You can't hurry.
He's got anxiety pressure now, man. All right?
All right, guys. We'll check in a bit.
All right, cool. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, the Cults, Firewoman, and Hole before that, Malibu, from Hole's latest CD, Celebrity Skin. Hole and Marilyn Manson coming to town April 6th, Continental Arena, and the Coliseum on the 7th of April. And it's Opie and Anthony, and our show has completely come to a halt.
Yeah, we're waiting for our intern to get done with the Spanky and give us a review, but...
He's still not done.
Come on.
But the cameraman just outside says he loves the show, and he says he's willing to try and do it right as quick as he can for you guys to see if it works.
The cameraman wants to use the Spanky?
Yep.
All right, give him a Spanky. But tell him he's not filming us.
That's a fresh Spanky, by the way. Tell him.
Camera guy.
It's a fresh Spanky.
Well, we got these Spankies. It's a stupid product. Hey, dude, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Big fan of the show.
All right.
Thanks.
I want to need some kind of material, though. Are they?
Yeah, we'll get you a magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your pleasure?
Yeah.
Swank?
Gay, straight, bi.
Penthouse.
Penthouse,
man.
All right, take one of the penthouses away from intern Kevin.
Hey, how's the taping going? Cool.
Okay, good.
Oh.
What did you say? What?
It's lengthy.
Lengthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. No surprise there. All right.
That's good.
All right, well, we're getting you some material so you can spank it for us to let us know what the Spanky's all about, okay?
I average about 15 minutes, though.
15?
I'm a long goer, you know?
No, our intern's been in there for...
A half hour.
And it was before 6.
Was it?
That break. It's 45 minutes. 45 minutes.
Yeah, I only have about 10, so that's putting the pressure on it.
All right, we'll get you material and you can try it out for us. Right, probably finish before the intern does.
Yeah, right. Now the race is on.
So what do you think of the Spanky? You got it in your hand there.
Looks like a puppet.
It does, right?
Isn't it?
Like a little hand puppet or something.
Yeah, looks like
I am a Spanky. How you doing?
That's Lamb Shop,
exactly,
everyone.
It's my new job. I'm a Spanky. This is great.
And it's a little small.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's made...
I mean, I'm an Irish guy, but I'm still thinking, yeah, it's a little small.
And it might even be, it's not round. It's round enough, but definitely not long enough.
Don't believe me. I don't think you'll have a problem filling that Spanky.
I'll fill it to the top for you.
Oh, come on.
Huh?
All right.
Oh.
Is there any word on our intern?
Yeah, he fell in.
I was just down there and...
Eddie, back in the studio.
I was just down there and Earl's like... keep an eye on that door because, you know, we don't want anybody walking in on them. And one of the maintenance guys with a giant thing of towels starts kicking on the door to go in. I'm like, no, dude, don't go in there. He didn't understand what I was saying. So it might have set him back, you know, a few minutes or whatever.
All right. Well,
he keeps working. He's going to need the Spanky as a tourniquet.
You need to get him some live action, man. I don't know about you guys, but the picture thing died in my teens. You need live action.
I asked Jane Purcell if she'd help.
Yeah, all right.
Nah.
Was across the street.
Well, this is kind of bizarre because our intern has been whacking it for 45 minutes. That it's got to be chasing. What is up in there?
Lube in there?
He's got the Spanky.
There's a Spanky, you know.
All right. Hopefully, Kevin will be done before we get off the air at 7 o'clock.
This hasn't been used, is it?
No, that's a fresh Spanky.
That's a fresh Spanky, so.
Hot off the presses.
All right. Well, I broke out this little ditty from the Opie and Anthony archives. We are talking about spanking it.
Which one do you got? What do you have? Oh, yes.
Wow, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah,
damn, I love that song. One of the many tracks off our Demented World CD, blah, blah, blah. Good luck trying to find it in New York.
Yeah.
He's not done?
Not done yet.
No.
All right, we got to take a break. And we got to talk to him before 7, so. Or right around 7 o'clock.
But the camera guy.
Camera guy's
over. A gallery magazine. He was happy.
Oh, gallery will work.
Slop.
All right, so the camera guy is trying out the Spanky right now?
Yep.
All right, still patiently waiting for Kevin, our intern, to finish up. And now we got the camera guy that was around here filming something. He's spanking in the bathroom, too. Hopefully one of them will be done before this song is over. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Johnny Lang playing the Hammerstein Ballroom March 10th. Tickets still available. We'll all be there to hang out with him. And he's coming in to do our show Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday he's coming in to play live, Johnny Lang, and then we're going to also talk to Sammy Hagar next Tuesday. So
Sammy.
That show will be much more interesting than the one you're currently listening to.
This is getting outrageous.
You know, we thought we'd do a quick little goof break, you know. We found this new stupid product called the Spanky. You put it over your Johnson, and you whack it, and then you don't mess yourself, and... So we said, okay, Kevin, our new intern, you know, you got to take one for the team. You're the new guy. So we sent him down the hall an hour ago.
Yeah.
It was 5:55.
An hour.
With the Spanky, and he's still in the bathroom. Earl, do you have an update?
55 minutes.
You got him on the clock, right?
I put him on the clock.
55 minutes.
55
and he has completely wrecked our show. We wanted to move on.
Hey, he's coming. Is he entering the...
What happened?
It's impossible.
All right, wait a minute. All right, wait, now it gets more interesting. So we have.
Wait. Get the Spanky.
Wait.
You keep the Spanky in your pocket.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listen. All right, intern Kevin did not just come into the studio. What's your name again, dude?
Real name?
Oh, you didn't give out your name. Okay.
Indigo J.
All right, there's a camera guy here that is filming something that no one is going to watch. But anyway.
We're not traffic and weather.
All right, but.
We're the guide.
The camera guy's at.
Oh, here. The guide.
All right, where to go, what to do.
Tells you where the traffic and weather is.
Okay. Now, camera guy loves our show, so he said he would try out the Spanky. You went in the bathroom, what, 15 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
First of all, the Spanky is too thick, okay? You can't even feel anything, number one. Number two, the Spanky falls off.
Uh-oh.
You know, and you're left back to where you normally are.
Huh. Okay.
And number three, your bathroom's kind of cold. I got certain elements working against me, and I'm standing up.
Oh.
You know?
All right, well.
Four on the Spanky.
Not a rousing review.
Well, could someone just.
Two Schweens down for the Spanky.
Earl, grab Kevin and say and tell him it's all over. He's got to come back into the studio so we can all laugh at him.
No one.
Black Earl running down the hall. Hurry up, Earl! Earl's going to get Kevin.
Nobody can use the Spanky.
No,
not to mention, you know, the bookkeeper who's 53 years old.
Kinda, you know, didn't like the gallery. What issue did you get? Oh, he got the girl next door.
Oh, it's nasty.
The hose bag next door issue.
All right, Roger. While we get Kevin real fast, you got like 20 seconds to give the plug for the benefit tonight.
Great. Tonight we're doing the benefit for the family of Matthew Zergowski, who was the officer who was killed in Staten Island.
Great cause.
Yes. Tonight at Caroline's at 9:30, tickets are still available. You can call Caroline's 212-757-4100 or go directly. They are available at the door. We've got John Stewart, our own Sue Kalinske, Lewis Black, Bob Nelson, J.R. Haviland, Paul Michael Mercurio. They're both from The Daily Show. Dave Attell and Mitch Patel.
I did love the way he said, The Daily Show.
We're really trying not to make fun of your voice. All right, cool. So it's 9:30 tonight, and tickets still available, right?
Correct.
All right, thanks, Roger.
And Carol is not shown back, so I think we can run a little longer.
We can run as long as we want, though.
Absolutely.
All right. Where's Kevin?
Huh. Is he entering the studio?
All right, he's on his way down the hall. He's not very happy. He feels like he's let the team down.
He probably let the team down.
He did.
Every guy that's within 10 feet of the studio, come in the studio so we can all laugh at Kevin. Ben, I'm serious. Get back here. Here's Black Girl. Ben the Fag. Eddie. Jimmy has entered the studio. And here, everyone, is Kevin.
Come on. What's the matter?
He is beat red.
What happened?
Yeah, beat red.
Wait, dude, you were in the bathroom for an hour.
Yeah.
And you couldn't make it happen.
This doesn't do it. I needed a movie.
A movie?
What the? I need a movie.
Come on.
Magazines don't do it.
Excuse me, I need a live girl to be in bed with who will touch me and caress me. I will then have sex with her. Then I think it'll work.
I need a movie.
Movie?
Movie? Well, yeah, what are we running
in
here?
A movie, I would have been 3 minutes.
Me too. Doesn't work without a movie. I understand.
I would have been here now with the movie.
Movie.
Turn the pages quick.
Hey, you know, Pee-wee, you could...
Hey, it's Mr. Spanky.
Yeah, you could have used a Spanky.
I have a talking Spanky. It's a Spanky puppet. Spanky puppet. Hello, Pee-wee.
Hi, Annie W.
I just want to say I think Kevin's a fag.
Chick says Kevin's a fag.
I know he's being mean, but even girls can get off on those magazines.
Yeah, because I don't even need a magazine to get off.
Right?
I could get off three times within an hour without a magazine.
All I can think of is one thing. He must have done it earlier in the day.
On his girlfriend's sake. Because that was a long time.
All right, well, thank you. Well, Kev, you let us down, you know.
I could try again Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Friday.
You keep going until Friday. Now, did you have the Spanky on at all times?
Or did you
go Spankyless for a couple of Spanks?
Well, you better dump.
Wait.
You better dump that.
We had to dump out.
I don't know. I didn't know I can.
Now,
I didn't know.
Wait a minute. So, according to the instructions, you have to be
aroused.
Aroused would be a much better word to use.
And then you place it on.
And then you place it on.
Right.
And you couldn't even get past step one? Wait a minute.
I got to step one. And then when I place it on, it's just that it just loses the effect.
Huh.
Well, it does. This thing does.
That's true. You're looking down at something that looks like the littlest Klan member. You know?
Hey, buddy, what do you got, man?
I couldn't believe it, man. Three times the amount of time I was able to do it.
Yeah,
it
definitely. Three times. People were playing along at home, Kevin.
That was so pathetic.
Am I the only one who needs just the movie?
Are you going to be chafing? Do you feel that it might have chafed a bit? Because I'm looking at the Spanky material thinking, I don't know. A little bit of friction on this for some time, it might hurt.
Well, I got the most exercise out of my hand just now.
It's just got calluses.
It's as hard as a paper towel.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's like a paper towel. I don't know.
Hi, N.E.W.
What's up with this guy Kevin, man?
I don't know. He let us down. We thought it'd be
everybody down.
We thought it would be a quick goof, you know, bit for our show, and instead we just wasted the last hour of our show.
All I know is I made four stops, got out of the car, got back in the car, and he still didn't do it.
Yeah.
He had to give up.
No.
He was
sick. It probably fell off.
All right, man.
All right.
Thanks.
Fire and blank.
Right. It was almost there once.
Yeah.
But then I heard Earl banging on the door.
Yeah. That didn't help the situation.
Earl, I need some help.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
This guy going to need a hand transplant now or what?
Yeah, did you try the left hand?
Yes, actually, because sometimes that works. But,
What happened with the pleasure pudding quicker picker upper? Did it work out all right for you, Kevin?
I got it on once, but then it just lost the effect for me. Then I even tried water.
Water?
Water? Everything possible.
Water can't work.
What? Water? Hi, N.E.W.
Hey. Tell Ben the fag, watch out. You got Kev the fag now.
I don't think just because he couldn't complete the act, he should be dubbed a fag, as you say.
No, you should have gave him some blue boy. Maybe it might have helped.
Because even gay guys could, you know.
I need a live woman. I need a movie or a live woman.
See, I'll back you up on that. I agree with him that you need. There's levels. Listen, you start out with like I Dream a Genie as a little kid.
Then
you move down the line.
I'm not going to listen to this.
You need a movie. You need sound, live action. I'm with him.
What is it going to go? How old are you? Right. How old are you?
21.
So what? By 30, it's going to be, I need torsos and heads.
No.
It's just going to keep getting worse and worse?
I have my favorite movies.
Shut up.
Wait, I got 14 years on you. 21.
What, Top Gun?
Fried Green Tomatoes.
Dude, I could take a picture of Martha Stewart and take care of myself. What a movie.
Well, Sears catalog. Underwear ad.
His own thing.
That's one of the movies.
Yeah, you have your own thing too. It just doesn't work.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Maybe he needs lipstick on the Spanky. Hey,
All right.
Hello, Mr. Spanky. Hello, Peavy.
Me and Mr. Spanky are going to go to the bathroom.
But I need a movie, too.
Oh, man. All right.
I messed up my Spanky.
I don't know. We're going to need somebody to do this.
I'll do it right this second. I'll do it before we're done with spots.
You will not.
I'm a man.
Too thick. You will not.
I'm a man.
All right. Does not make me any.
All right, wait. I'll give you that challenge. All how much you want to bet?
Someone's got to confirm this, though, dude.
I'll bring
we'll make Kevin confirm it because he was the.
No. Yes, I'm serious.
God, is that heinous?
All right, this is ridiculous. I feel like I'm to blame for this because my idea.
All right, here's the deal.
All right.
Let's get up a collection.
What? There's no money involved.
I want to bet him.
Okay. Oh, you want to bet that he can't do it in what?
The spots. One, two, three.
And you got a live read, too.
A live read. Let's call it 5 minutes. Where's Earl?
Call it six.
All right, call it 6 minutes. Where's Earl?
6 minutes. Hold on.
Tell Earl to come in. You'll be on the clock.
Hey, don't give him a head start. He might be thinking erotic thoughts.
Earl.
I say no way.
Earl, come here. You're going to be on the clock. Rick, our producer, swears
he said, clock.
All right, you got the watch, right? All right, get ready to hit go.
Wait, it's 6 minutes from what?
When we hit the spots.
So he has to be.
Hold on. Dude, there's no way you can do that. There's 12 guys around.
No way.
Hummer Queen is in here. You're convinced you can do it?
Yeah, Hummer Queen, don't look at him.
Don't look at him. And Kevin, you have to prove that he did it. I'm sorry.
I will. If I can pull it off, I'll make.
No, I think Kevin already pulled it off.
I'll need surgery. No, if I can, Kevin, if I can do this in 6 minutes, you have to carry it in.
I could spank that monkey in 4 minutes. Anthony, spank that monkey.
Take the soap out of there.
Yeah, exactly. Anything that might resemble
soap?
The byproduct.
Yeah, man, go in there.
No, because you might be able to.
Give him this one.
Take everything out of there that he could fake and put in there.
Like what?
Like hand soap or something.
No, I know what you're talking about.
All right, now what are you going to use?
I'm going to use the latest issue of Penthouse.
Penthouse.
Oh, man. That's not fair. I saw that.
It's a good one.
That's a great issue.
Yeah, get the soft soap out of there.
We took the soft soap out of there. You just got that hard, corporate toilet paper in there.
All right, there's nothing.
All right, ready?
Nice scrape.
All right, how much are we betting?
Yeah,
how much you want to give me?
I'm good for at least, I don't know.
What do we got?
Look at Ben goes a buck.
No, I'll take that buck.
All right, hold on.
I got to pay for my parking.
All right, hold on. Everyone ante up.
I'll bet 10 bucks.
All right.
All right, if Ant's in for 10, I'm in for 10.
All right.
That's 20 bucks. Earl?
Five.
Five, really? 25?
Is anyone taking the action? No, stop it! Hey, the Hummer Queen's blowing in his ear!
Wait, stop it!
Get your hands off of him!
I didn't get that.
My money's on Rick.
Your money's on Rick?
My money's on Rick.
One quick question. One quick question. Kevin, is that yours?
Yeah.
Can you put that back in your pocket?
You don't want to get your spankies confused.
All right, wait.
That would be gay.
I got one. All right,
let's collect the money.
I'm
going to
need the big one.
Ben, give me
that. Yeah.
Right.
No. My money's on Rick.
Your money's on Rick. No one's taking a shot, though. All right.
His money's on Rick.
Ben's got 10 in the pot. I just put 10 in. That's 20.
All right. Here's my 10.
All right, that's 30.
It's amazing how nervous I'm getting now.
I know, that's why I'm doing this.
Actually, I got his 3.
There's no way you're going to do this.
I'll put my 3
the
in.
The pressure is so on. Oh, wait a minute, Opie.
No, Ant and I, we know about this.
Opie, wait a minute. He is Hispanic.
All right, we're up to 33 bucks.
And I call whack-a-mire.
And we're going to give you 6 minutes on the clock. You in? Hummer Queen, $1 yourself.
$1.
Alright, no, that's fine.
Would you give
me $2?
Would you kiss me if I win a spanky, baby?
Alright, 35 bucks. That's all we got here? That's fine.
Wait.
Okay.
Is he going to match the money and pay us back?
He's going to have to.
Oh,
he's betting.
Alright, Anthony, why don't you give the quick intro here?
I would think the embarrassment of not pulling it off is worth 35 bucks.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready.
All right, Ant, what is he up to?
He's got under 4 minutes left.
He's two and a half into it, right?
He's got 3.5 minutes left.
Rick's got to complete the act in 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes.
All right, if you own a computer or are looking to buy a new computer, listen closely to the following message. The original Tri-State Computer Fair is coming to the Meadowlands Crown Plaza Hotel, formerly the Hilton Hotel, in Secaucus, New Jersey, this Saturday, March 6th. That's right, from 10 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. this Saturday, March 6th, you'll find a huge variety of wholesale exhibitors selling brand-name PCs, modems, software, monitors, printers, memory, and it's all at wholesale prices. You'll find the latest products available, and if you are thinking of buying your first computer, now is your chance to buy from an expert who can help you get started with a system that's best for your home or business. Don't miss the original Tri-State Computer Fair this Saturday at the Meadowlands Crown Plaza Hotel, formerly the Meadowlands Hilton, in Secaucus from 10 till 3:30 p.m. The Meadowlands Crown Plaza Hotel is located off Route 3 in Secaucus. Call 908-236-2202 for additional information and future Tri-State Fairs. Admission is $6. Look in the Sports or Classified section of the Virgin Record or Star Ledger for your discount admission coupon, to the Tri-State Computer Fair this Saturday from 10 till 3:30 p.m. at the Meadowlands Crown Plaza Hotel in Secaucus. All right, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And that's all she wrote. There's no way you can do. I don't care who you are. You're not going to come up with the goods.
Get Rick out of there before
he makes an unnecessary mess.
He's all chafed.
It's over.
I knew we'd put the pressure on him with the money and everything.
Of course. It doesn't work like that. The pressure's on.
The pressure kills you.
What do you think? You're home?
I don't feel that bad now.
Where is he? Is he coming out?
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, Rick. Get out of the bathroom.
He might be in that gray area right now.
No way, man. No, believe me. It's impossible.
All right, everyone take their money back. Here you go.
Yeah. Come on.
Who gave the 20?
Oh, I did that.
Give me the 10.
All right.
I gave the 10.
All right.
I get 10.
Well, God, come on.
Well, tell Rick to come
Rick,
in here.
Now Rick owes us.
He's embarrassed.
Where is he? He's going to come in holding something
Rick,
in front of him.
I owe $5.
Yeah, 10.
My money was on Rick.
I gave you $10.
All right, we'll take care of that. Get Rick out of here.
You just screamed, what?
No, he's done.
What?
Tell him. He lost the bet.
Yeah, tell
get him
me.
Out of the bathroom.
Tell him get out here.
He can hear our voices in there. Rick, you lost. Now get out of the bathroom.
He probably turned the monitor off.
It's over.
Get out. It's over.
It's over, baby.
Everyone's yelling at him.
He just went, oh.
What did he think?
It wasn't going to happen.
6 minutes? What is he doing? Building a relationship with the girl in Penthouse?
He completely put the pressure on with the money. And
I was up
and,
to the
and
dinner,
time
and,
limit.
Dinner and dancing portion of the evening. It's done. That's right. Okay, Earl. We'll sort of. We'll settle up later.
What did you think, Rick?
You were going to be able to do that? Please put the Spanky back in your pocket. Don't leave the Spanky laying around like that.
Now, you know how I feel.
Now what happened to you, man?
Look, he's all
sweating.
What a mess.
Sweating.
What happened?
I got so freaking close, and then I hear... I'm just like...
It was over.
It was over at that point.
Right, but I was a...
You're sweating.
Look at him. He's all sweating and everything. He almost had a moment.
You know what the big problem was? Like, the first 2 minutes, it was just trying to coax him back out of his shell. Because he was like, no, man, too much pressure. I'm like, come on, let's do this.
We knew what we were doing.
I'm like, come on, I got to pay for my parking. And he's like, no, screw the parking, man, I'll pay for it. I'm like, oh.
That's it. All right, well, you lost, Rick.
Everyone let us down today. So we still don't know what the Spanky's all about. Anyone else want to try?
You want to get something done, you might have to do it yourself.
Come on.
I didn't even get a chance to put the damn thing on.
I'm not getting in there.
No.
I don't know. Oak talked a pretty big game a little earlier, don't you guys think?
Does. The white guy's got little...
Oak?
Hi, NEW.
Yeah, he's not responding.
I'm not stupid. Hi, NEW.
Hey, how you doing? I was wondering, what was the address for that web address?
What, for Sable?
Yeah.
I think they took the pictures down.
Oh, that's why I couldn't get through this.
Just search a bunch of wrestling sites. They're up all over the place.
Yeah, now they're all over the place. Just do a search with Sable's name and you'll find them.
Yeah, I think don't they want you to pay to go see that stuff?
Nah. No, there's enough free sites around that are
offering. I wrote it down yesterday and left it at work.
All right. I'm sorry, dude, but I think they took them down because we were, you know, publicizing it so much yesterday.
All right, great.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, NEW.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
That was strike three. I think you guys have just proved that thing's a dust cover for Viagra patients.
Yeah, I don't know about the Spanky.
Yeah, we didn't have much luck with the Spanky today.
It might be good for keeping, like, dust off the VCR, you know, keep it warm, something like that.
It's a little dust rag. Put it on your hand and dust off your VCR.
I can hear that so I don't get dirt on my con dog.
All right, I guess we got to wrap up this mess.
That's it. Yeah, well, the Spanky, not very successful today.
Hi, NEW.
Hey, Opie.
Yeah.
Yo, listen.
Yeah.
That was a cheap shot playing that stupid stereotactic Cucamonga commercial during that. If he was listening to that, there's no way he was going to get it up.
I know. But we had all sorts of tricks. We knew there was no way that he would
that
be able
was
to...
That not happening.
He wasn't going to complete the act in 6 minutes because, first of all, we put so much money on the line. I mean, $35 to Rick is a lot of money.
I do work here.
And then we're doing live reads knowing he's hearing our voice. And then,
to top it off, he's got... Stereotactic radio surgery.
Know,
the metastases of the neck, head, chest.
Penis.
You're like, yeah, this is making me hot. Yeah. Stereotactic radio surgery for cappuccino of the chin, heel, leg, click-clacks of the neck, chest.
Tumors of the penis, balls. Penis.
Come on. Then my pager went off.
Did it?
Yeah. That's your chick going, what the hell are you doing? All right, man.
Your pager went
off.
My pager went off.
Your pager went off. Something else.
I guess we got to get out of here.
Yeah, that's it. We have to...
Big letdown with the Spanky, but more stupidity tomorrow.
Well, take your Spankies home, and see how they work in the privacy of your own home,
and let
report
us know tomorrow. Kevin,
okay.
Take a Spanky, Rick, take a Spanky.
You'll have a movie or whatever kind of hijinks you got. I need a trapeze. Can't do without a trapeze.
All right, we're out of here. Thanks for listening, guys.